There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. Here are the headlines. Florida editor defends Gaza cartoon after backlash from Jewish Federation. And the NBA eyes Jewish basketball player. In the United States, a Florida newspaper editor defended his decision to publish a controversial cartoon about the war in Gaza. The cartoon, which ran in January, depicted Israeli soldiers helping a freed hostage walk over a pile of bodies labeled "Over 40,000 Palestinians Killed." The Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County have condemned the cartoon, calling it a modern-day blood libel, accusing it of inciting hate. The Federation's called the cartoon anti-Semitic, particularly in light of the coverage of the Gaza conflict since the October 7th Hamas attack. 67-year-old Tony Doris, the editorial page editor at the Palm Beach Post, was subsequently fired, but he maintains that criticism of Israel's government should not shut down open discussion about the violence in Gaza. Doris, who describes himself as pro-Israel, has defended the cartoon as anti-war, stating he had been fired for violating unspecified company policies. He had been employed by the publication for more than 20 years. Staying in the United States, NBA hopeful Danny Wolfe, a 7-foot forward from the University of Michigan, has attributed his success on the court to his Jewish faith. Now, in his first season at Michigan after transferring from Yale, Wolfe has become a standout player in the Big Ten.
Here's Wolfe, 4 on the shot clock. Needs some help. Wolfe, what a step back for 3, and it's good!
His versatile skills, including his ability to score from anywhere on the court and create plays for his teammates, have made him a key player for the Wolverines as they push for a strong NCAA tournament run. Wolfe says his Judaism is the driving force behind his success and remains committed to Judaism and his Israeli roots. With NBA scouts taking note, Wolfe is projected to enter the NBA draft this summer, with some experts predicting he could be a late first-round pick. And despite his success, Wolfe remains humble. Here's a snippet from a recent interview with CBS Sports College Basketball.
I grew up a big-time Michigan fan. I always dreamt of games like this. I mean, coming into the Ohio State and getting a win like this. But, I mean, credit to all my teammates. They make me look so much better, as do my coaches. And, I mean, this is exactly why I came here, for games like this.
In Germany, two paintings stolen by the Nazis during World War II have been returned to the heirs of Bruno Cassira, a prominent Berlin art dealer. The works, Portrait of Bruno Cassira by Max Liebermann and Bruno Cassira's Father on His Deathbed by Max Slevogt, will be displayed in Berlin's Old National Gallery. Cassira, whose publishing house and art gallery were seized by the Nazis in 1938, was forced to flee to England. His art collection was auctioned off by the regime. The two paintings were later acquired by the West Berlin State Museum in the 1960s. But evidence links them to a forced auction of Cassira's works in 1944. The Prussian Cultural Heritage Foundation repurchased the paintings from Cassira's heirs and will display them in the museum. This restitution is part of Germany's ongoing efforts to right the wrongs of Nazi-era art theft. And in the UK, Solihull Synagogue in the West Midlands is now one of the country's most energy-efficient buildings after a major eco-upgrade. Thanks to a £60,000 grant from the local council, that's around 1.4 million rand, the synagogue installed 64 solar panels, energy-efficient lighting, and a new heating system, reducing its carbon footprint and saving around £12,000 a year, that's roughly 284,000 rand. The synagogue now produces its own energy, cutting reliance on the national grid. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.